It might seem incredible, but an estimated 1 in 6 cars in the Czech Republic could be stolen or at least contain stolen parts. That's according to shocking new figures released by the Association for the Protection of Car Owners, or SOVA. The organization claims there are almost 500,000 stolen cars on the roads, and many of them are far from roadworthy. Rob Cameron has this report.
SOVA's staggering claim that 1 in 6 of the 2.7 million cars on the Czech roads are stolen was based on data collected by a company called Serbia, the Czech Republic's market leader in vehicle identification. Each year, Serbia runs checks on some 250,000 cars and usually finds that around 15% of them are of doubtful origin. Vehicle identification or VIN numbers have been erased and so on. Serbia's managing director, Martin Pajer, says the Czech Republic is something of a paradise for car thieves.
Tak Česká republika v tom hraje obrovský význam.
The Czech Republic accounts for a very large proportion of the cars stolen in Europe each year. 10 times as many cars are stolen here than in neighboring Germany, for example. Around 3.5 million new cars are sold in Germany each year, and about 70,000 to 80,000 cars are stolen. Here in the Czech Republic, 150,000 new cars are sold each year, and 25,000 models are stolen.
Czech car thieves aren't picky. BMWs, Audis and Volkswagens are always popular, but seeing as 40% of the cars on the roads are Škodas, it's mostly Fabias, Octavias and Superbs that fall into the wrong hands. Often they're broken up for spare parts, or their VIN numbers and other identification marks are replaced, and they're resprayed and sold to second-hand dealers. Martin Pajer says the situation is desperate, but a solution is at hand.
There is a solution, and it's not even something we've thought up here at Serbia or even here in the Czech Republic. They're already doing it elsewhere in Europe, for example, in Hungary. Back in 1996, the situation in Hungary was worse than it is here today. They introduced new, more thorough checks, and within 2 years they'd managed to reduce the number of cars stolen each year from 30,000 to 8,000. The answer is stricter controls of all the vehicle's identification marks, each time a vehicle is registered in the Czech Republic, and each time the vehicle changes owner.
The government has set up a working group within the Interior Ministry to draw up changes to the law. But according to Martin Pajer, the government is under pressure from both car manufacturers and importers, who are wary of the increased cost of making cars harder to recondition and sell on. And the existing laws don't help. Czech policemen, for example, do investigate scrapyards, but they're only allowed into the area reserved for customers.